Payback.
Call the House State Affairs Committee meeting to order. Today is Wednesday, March 6, 1991. Time is 8:36 in the morning. We have Representatives Moyer, Choquette, Baker, Miller, and Covina present. We do have a quorum. Today we'll be hearing House Bill 92 relating to the JRS benefits accounts exempt from levy and H.R. 23 relating to Gamble sister city, Novoye Chaplino, USSR. The first item I'd like to hear this morning is H.R. 23 by Representative Foster, a resolution encouraging Gamble, Alaska, and Novoye Chaplino, USSR, to be sister cities. We'll have representatives from the city of Gamble with us on teleconference, possibly. I'm going to put this on anyway, just so if they come on while we're talking. At this time, I'd like to hear Representative Foster to join us at the committee. Representative Foster, good morning, sir. It's all
yours.
Thank
you. Thank you, Chairman Covina. I wanted to thank you very much for hearing us out so early. I might need the rest of the next 2 years getting this to the rest of the committee. I got, I don't know if many of you remember, last year we had Savunga and Serenity, and it was approved, a resolution encouraging them to be sister cities, and then Gamble got all hostile about this because they wanted a sister city also over there. A lot of the people in Savunga and Gamble, matter of fact, all of them are related, have relatives over out near Providinia, the little villages and towns around them, and New Capolino is one of those towns. Serenity was is real close, within 20 or 30 miles of Providinia, and there's a lot of cultural exchange, a lot of travel, free travel between the two communities. And with your pleasure, I'd like to gain your favorable approval toward this resolution. And, yes, sir.
How do you say that again, Representative Foster?
Covina? New Capolino?
New, it's new, as like N-E-W,
Chaplino. Well, Chaplino. New boy, yeah, just New Capolino.
New Capolino.
Probably named after Charlie Chaplin, who knows, I don't know, New Capolino.
All right, well, we're going to give this the highest amount of scrutiny that we can, Representative Foster. Representative Moyer.
I thought you were calling me Representative Foster. We managed to squeak this through with the International Trade and Tourism Committee without Representative Foster's persuasive comments, nor the mayor's. We only had Mr. Walsh to speak for it. Nonetheless, we did pass it out. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I would make a motion that we move from committee with individual recommendations as we manage consent.
You don't want to talk about it anymore? I think the motion is still out of order. Right? We have quite a bit of discussion on this.
Yes. Mr. Chairman, as I recall, we did have the mayor on the phone. Only he couldn't hear us. He kept going, you picked me up? he couldn't hear us.
Yeah.
We could only hear him.
Well, we're into the city hall there, but there's nobody there. If we got the right number.
We're assured that they do want this.
We might have to hold it over. Representative Baker.
Mr. Chairman, this is a rather controversial piece of legislation. I'm suggesting perhaps that this committee may want to go on recess and travel to wherever this is to make certain that it's appropriate that we pass this legislation on. So it may take a few days here as we travel northward. I'm sure Representative Foster would be glad to accompany our wagon train.
So. Your points are well taken. Let the record show that we are joined by Representative Bruckman at 8:40. We knew that we had to have everyone on this committee here for this historic piece of legislation.
Not quick before Max gets here.
Otherwise, we will be talking about it.
If anybody ever listens to the tape of our meetings, we'll be impeached. Any other discussion on the resolution? Representative Moyer.
Well, actually, Mr. Chairman, I think we should be trying the City Hall and New Chaplino to get them on teleconference as we're getting their feelings towards the bill.
My staff is versed in the all the languages of the Philly Far East, so we would have no problem there.
Would you like me to repeat my motion?
I believe a motion is in order.
Move H.J.R. 23 from committee, the the recommendations ask for unanimous consent? I ask for unanimous to pass unanimous consent.
Any objections? Hearing none, HDR 23 as passed. House State Affairs Committee with unanimous consent.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Foster, we'd be more than happy to have you before us at any time. We would like a few more one-liners the next time.
Okay. I was telling everybody for Christmas, I gave Chairman Kabina a magnetic-proof, shock-proof, waterproof watch, and he lost it.
It wasn't even funny as we laughed, you know? Okay.
Next item up.
Okay, actually, I just saw him on the floor, and he was going that way. He said he had three meetings.
Yeah.
So he's not in.
He's not in the budget.
He must be the one down here.
I think he's engineered to go down and get him.
Okay, the next bill that we'll be taking up is House Bill 92. We are not on teleconference anymore, so you can have your switches off. House Bill 92, an act establishing an exemption for the judicial retirement system. This bill was introduced by the House Judiciary Committee by request of the Alaska Court System. House Bill 92 gives the judicial retirement system the same protection for creditors that are provided to PERS and TERS accounts. Chris Christensen, we're trying to round up. He had several meetings. There is a letter in your packets from the Alaska Court System. Maybe briefly scan that.
Some of us have already read it, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Shoket's going to take a little trip. I think everybody's seen the letter, seen the bill. Any discussion by committee? Anybody in the committee have an objection? Anybody can see any? Entertain a motion. Representative Shoket.
Representative Chairman, I would move and ask for still pass committee on individual recommendation. Or unanimous do pass.
Any objections to passing this bill up to individual recommendations? Hearing none. House Bill 92 is passed. House State Affairs Committee with individual recommendations. Take up House Bill 4 at this time?
Could we run and get it?
Could we do that? We're almost at the end. We got just a few pages. It's a good time. Let's take a 2-3 minute break. And we'll take up House Bill 4.
Yeah, my.
Session period of time working on that House Bill 4. The next regular scheduled meeting will be Friday, March 8th, 1991 at 8:30 in the morning. We'll have an overview by the Department of Public Safety. We will have the commissioner here, and this will be a preview to our confirmation. consideration hearings. We'll also have further consideration of House Bill 67 relating to impoundment of mistreated animals. We did work on that yesterday, and hopefully we've got a simplified version of the bill. By the way, do we have a report yet on the subcommittee on your bill?
No, we need to meet.
Yeah.
Will you have your staff coordinate that?
Okay.
I want to finish that.
Okay.
You need to give a report on what happened with the human rights person as a result of what this committee did.
Well, it should be noted that Mr. name out?
Allman,
withdraw his recommendation or his appointment yesterday. I should make sure everybody in the committee has a copy of the letter we sent yesterday, and we'll get those in your boxes today. We did send a letter to the governor stating our concern about the not being able to get backup information from the governor's office. Basically, because of that, since they didn't have it, what were their procedures? How were they picking these people? How did they know they had interest in these things? What expertise did they have? What background did they have to serve in those commissions and whatnot? And then that went to the governor yesterday morning about 8:30. After the papers came out and we saw what had happened, I also met with some people in the Human Rights Commission, and we did talk to the governor's representatives, and I made a personal recommendation that he reconsider that appointment before it got him into more trouble. And the overall long-run theme of it was to look at these appointments closer and to the people to keep himself out of trouble. So anyways, that did
I congratulate you.
Did succeed in replacing that person, and I think the governor's office became more aware of this isn't just something you throw out to anybody, that people are concerned about who are on these commissions. And that was a long-term goal that we wanted to achieve. So.
And the press picked it up, and I'll get you copies of the article this morning, and they said that this was withdrawn because of legislative concern.
Congratulations.
We did have concern. Okay, so we will adjourn then until Friday morning.